Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
I would guess with those kinds of shenanigans going on, that is probably why we have evil on this planet. Is that possible?
Yes, that's why I brought it up. I know it's shocking to people. I apologize for doing that.
Well, thanks for the disclaimer, though, for the kids. I think that was very wise of you. Appreciate that, but what about the good angels? That
right.
far exceeds these bad ones, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's the thing. You know, the polls that have been conducted by reputable news agencies like ABC. You know, it's anywhere from 60 to 80%, especially in America, people believe not only in angels but guardian angels. And the stories that people tell, I've had them on my show, some of them, and the assistance that we're getting is phenomenal. And typically, most of them are not physical. They don't directly appear before us unless it's a crisis. So, this is one of the reasons that I even brought this up to begin with, is because I was asked to remind people to it's okay to ask for assistance from them, not only in their daily life, but specifically dealing with these evil entities that have been here. There's a lot that we can do, obviously, on our own, but just by being good people, helping each other, and not falling into the trap. I do think that's part of the agenda here. Is you can see it. It's really obvious. Just to summarize, at first they were... This virus, it scared everybody. And the next thing you know, with the riots, everybody was angry. And those are very negative emotions. And I know that the fallen ones feed off of it. But the angels of light are here to help us, George.
Do they walk among us?
Allegedly, they do. Yeah, some they can. Again, that particular group would be called the Teraphim. I don't know why they are so many different levels. But again, if we're talking about the whole alien thing has always existed, but was called something else, such as angels, then it kind of makes more sense that we've never been alone, and
right.
this relationship is it runs the gambit. It goes from literally from good to evil.
These angels that were created,
yep.
What do you think their mission has been? What are they for?
Right. And, that was the thing is, allegedly, that's where the problem started is God directed a group of them to come here and watch over us and help us.
The good ones, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They, originally, they were all good. At least that's the way it's presented to us. And some of the religious narratives say that they, you know, like even Satan, Lucifer, was an angel of light. And that at some point, his pride or his ego got the better of him, and he did not want to, he felt it was beneath him and his followers to serve us, this new creation. And so there was a rebellion. But yes, the benevolent angels are assisting us. Again, I think we're all created by a God, however you want to look at it, the creator of all that is. Would have had to create, I mean, all of us. So therefore, we're family. And even if we're not in a physical, you know, I mean, humans, we've talked about this before, humans are multidimensional beings. So it doesn't surprise me that we have some interaction with other beings that are interdimensional or multidimensional, allegedly like angels are.
How do they have this ability, Robert, to step in and help us and do these miraculous things?
Yeah. You know, okay, so one of the things I discovered, and I believe this is with their help, was that something unusual about the universe is that, and scientists only recognized this recently, is that we're all connected by a web of light. And why that's important is because it explains how telepathy works. In other words, I mean, like they call it Bell's theorem or entanglement. That's what science called it. And they actually call, when they discovered this web of light, they call it the cosmic web. And it's a beautiful thing, at least. The representations of it, you know, I just want to be clear, those are, and it's also up on my website, if anybody wants to see it and learn more about it. But I was actually shown that in my mind's eye, that everything, not just humans, but all life, is connected through this web of light. So to answer your question, I think that they know what we're thinking and feeling, and again, because we are family, they want to do whatever they can to help us.
Do you agree with the biblical depiction that we have guardian angels assigned to each and every one of us?
I guess so. I mean, again, that
you sound like you're hesitating a little bit.
I am, because I can't prove it. Do I believe it? Yeah, I'd like to believe that. You know, the thing is, if you really talk to somebody about this, more people than not will tell you, oh, yes, I've had experiences with it. But that's only if you bring it up. It's not a normal topic of conversation, George. That's the funny thing about it. It's like we know it or we've had experiences, but it sort of remains and I believe there's a reason for that. It's not just because it sounds strange. It's because they, the angels of light, do not want, they don't need any recognition from us. At least that's my understanding. You know, whereas the fallen angels are essentially criminals. They don't want anybody to find out what they're up to. So they're kind of in the shadows for a different reason.
Are the fallen angels here to destroy us?
Some people say that. You know, I don't even know if that is they're going to be permitted to do that. I think more than anything that they were just, if I read this correctly, and I'm not saying that I do because it's so complex, George, if they're really imprisoned here for their misdeeds, this is their empire. So I believe they're trying to recruit as many of us as possible to become subjects of their empire. That's just my read on it.
They seem to be doing a pretty good job doing that.
Yeah, but see, that's just here's a really funny thing. If you look at the television or the internet a lot, and everything looks like it's going completely in crazy chaos, but if then you go out in your neighborhood, and it looks relative, I mean, not everywhere, but, you know, I mean, I go out in my neighborhood, everything looks normal. Isn't that how basically it is for you where you are?
Sure.
Yeah, so what's going on here? Is like, I really feel like this is another trick. You know, they say the devil is the father of all lies, and it seems to be a huge part of their modus operandi. The way they manipulate us is through lies.
Is there a hell, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's also called the lower astral
plane
or the underworld.
Yeah,
but yes, I'm sure that's real. I mean, the way when people have near-death experiences or very intense out-of-body experiences, they all pretty much describe the same thing, where there are groups of souls that are of like mind or spirit, and they've been basically quarantined at a certain level together. And I don't really see that as punishment, as just something that it just seems makes sense. Why would you let them have free rein if they're behaving badly like that and threatening others, you know, to do harm to themselves and others? Why wouldn't you restrict them to a certain area?
We don't get a lot of reports, though, of the devil. We don't hear as many as we used to. How come?
Well, I see it in the news. Maybe not the devil per se, but Satanists have been emboldened. I'm not sure exactly what the cause is for that, but you see that it was just in the news today in Texas, I believe, was they took credit for burning a church. I don't know why. They seem to get some sort of pleasure out of burning things, especially churches.
They like fire.
Yeah. I don't think hell is full of fire either. I mean, that seems a little too strange to me.
What is an angel?
So, okay. Again, this is just the typical... The authority on this is supposed to be the church. They claim it's a created being that cannot have a family because it's not able to procreate. And it is a non-physical entity that God created. And there are, like I said, I think there's 9 different groups according to the definition of angelology. They call them choirs. But you probably heard that one quote from Ephesians about we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers of the air. That's principalities and powers is just different classifications of angels. What I found very curious, and I'm not going to bring this up anymore about Samael after this, but he is, anybody can look this up, by the way, Samael is the patron angel of Rome to this day.
Still? That's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
If you know the history of where that came from out of Babylon...
I mean, didn't you say he was the devil?
Evil. I didn't say that. I said it's in the historical records of Judaism as well as Islam. So, yeah. Why is that important? Is because I'm pretty sure that's why... If he's the patron angel of Rome, that may be he has an influence over how the Holy Bible was written.
Does the Pope know about this?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't a clue.
I'd assume he does.
Okay. Yes, we can easily assume that because they've got all those records at the, the Vatican's, you know, the archives.
Of course.
I'm sure they do.
Can a human who dies become an angel?
Yeah, there's a whole range of thinking on that. Most would argue that the best you can do is become a saint, which is not just a physical thing.
That's not all bad.
No, but the saint is something they have abilities to assist people even after death. That's my understanding of a saint. I know it sounds weird, but... We've all had experiences where we think we've had communication from dearly departed loved ones. And you could say that in that regard, I mean, the word angel just means messenger. So a lot of times we get messages from people on the other side, don't always recognize it, but I'm sure that they are still connected to us. We don't always see them, but we can feel them, especially if they were close to us.
I'm concerned, though, Robert, that it appears to be, this is just my feeling, that evil seems to be winning over good.
Well, that's why I brought it up about this. You know, if you look at the media's presentation of it, it seems that way, but I really feel like they're in the minority.
I hope you're right.
Well, like I said, when you go out into your neighborhood and you see things are relatively calm.
Yeah, but there's some neighborhoods you can go to and they aren't calm.
No, I get that. I get that. And that's, but okay. Perception is everything, I guess, at this point, because here's the thing. It's very easy to influence the entire world now because of the connectivity through digital media. We truly are what a global village, as Marshall McLuhan had said years ago.
That's right. The media is the message.
Yeah, and it's shaping our perception and our behavior if we let it. If we let it, and that's the thing. Why? It's one of the reasons I'm still doing the website and radio shows is to try and help put some clarity into all this confusion.
Well, are you concerned that there are evil angels still on this planet?
Very much so. You know, the thing was, it wasn't really on my mind.
Until you had this moment, this dream or whatever you had.
Yeah, the message seemed very, very clear and urgent, and I agreed to help. I mean,
is this like a mission now for you?
Well, George, you could tell just by the beginning of our conversation, this is not something people are really going to be pleased about hearing. But if it's true, then it's what I said to you before about archons and jinn and demons in general. If we don't know that we have a problem, we're not going to do anything to try and resolve it. But the bigger point is, to your question is, if we are unable to resolve it on our own, we need to ask for help. Some people don't like the fact that I'm even saying we should ask angels. We should be asking God or Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad. It doesn't matter to me. Ask for any higher power that you're comfortable with for assistance on dealing with these fallen angels, because they are very real, and they've been here for a long time. In fact, I think they're imprisoned here, if I understand it correctly.
Imprisoned? Tell me about that.
Okay, well, when they violated the covenant that they had with God to do a specific task, they rebelled. I mean, the war in heaven didn't really start here, but when it came here, a lot of the text, especially Book of Enoch, which was considered to be legitimate back in the day, you know, before Christ came along, everybody in that era in the region of Middle East, they all believed that it was accurate. They accepted the information. After Rome started putting together their version of things, and they never included the Book of Enoch, and it was made to disappear. And miraculously, it came out of Ethiopia and then into Europe for a while. But it's really hard to validate and verify a lot of that stuff. But it's not the only source that points to these rebel angels allegedly were imprisoned here for a period of time. I don't know if it's forever. I mean, that would be horrible for us if that's the case. But that's really a big part of angelology. It isn't just all, you know, fun and games, unfortunately.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.